Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio, sponsored by the Malicious Life Podcast. If you do have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. In a moment, we're going to get into today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, September 14th, 1946, and this one is the Apartment Swindle Racket. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Malicious Life Podcast. The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio tells a lot of stories about crime and the people who fought them. Often the crimes presented tie into the type of crimes that were done in the past, but often provide a parallel to our modern situation. Take the case of Boston Blackie. Blackie often comes in the cases that Inspector Faraday is not able to solve. They're too complex or too difficult. Our modern cybercrime is fought by people who are far more competent than Inspector Faraday. Governments and cybersecurity experts try to tackle threats as they arrive. Yet many of these threats are growing as time goes on. The fourth episode of the Malicious Life Podcast, Big Cannons, takes a look at the growth of denial of service attacks, which have succeeded at taking websites down for hours and even days, disrupting commerce and costing untold millions of dollars. The episode follows the DDoS attack from when it started out as a protest method to its ever-growing power through botnets, until the point where a new series of devices made the problem even more dangerous, creating a problem very difficult for governments and cybersecurity experts to solve. But someone else was ready to step in to offer solutions. Solutions a lot less gentle than anything you'll hear on Boston Blackie. To find out what it was and to learn more about the history of cybercrime, check out the Malicious Life Podcast. It's hosted by Rand Levy and provides vital information on the history and development of cybercrime. And as this criminal activity causes greater real-world impact, it's important to understand what's going on. You can subscribe over at mlife.podbean.com. That's mlife.podbean.com. And now it's time for Boston Blackie.
My way.
Just a minute.
Let me through here, will you?
Hey, get in line with the rest of us. What's the big idea?
Oh, never mind what the idea is. Just let me through. I gotta get in there.
Wait a minute. Who do you think you're pushing?
I'm sorry. I just gotta get into that office, and no. I've gotta get in fast.
Out of here.
Please excuse my breaking in like this, but it's just that I gotta...
Hold it there, soldier. Take it easy.
It's ex-soldier, and I want to apologize because I couldn't wait online. I know that this was the wrong thing to do, but I gotta have an apartment. I gotta get back to my job right away.
Well, in the case of an ex-soldier, I don't think anybody minds too much. We have a few apartments left. Of course, our building isn't up yet, and we're just renting from plans. Tom, let's have that blueprint on your desk, will you?
Right, Mr. Davidson.
We'll try to help you if we can. What's your name, sir?
Palmer, Jim Palmer, and I've gotta get
here
back
to... Here you are, Mr. Davidson. House plan.
Hey, look, that's all Greek to me, that blueprint. Just tell me, can I get four rooms in it?
I think so. In fact, you can have the last four-room apartment that's left. The deposit will be $300.
Wow, that's plenty steep, isn't it? But I guess maybe I can climb it. I'll have to go to the bank first, though.
All right, soldier. But take your time. We're glad to save an apartment for you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. I'll be back in an hour. Thanks again, Mr. Davidson.
Hi, Mr.
Palmer.
Hey, Tom. Hello. We just made ourselves another $300. And there's a mob outside just waiting to make a switch.
That's great, Bill, but Don't you think we've made enough?
Uh-huh. We set a goal for ourselves. We said we'd sell 100 apartments in the forthcoming Bryant apartment house to 1,000 people and then skip.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but won't Mr. Bryant get wise to us before we hit the 1,000?
Not a chance. You'll never know what we're doing till after we skip town with about $100,000 in deposit money. Then we'll leave 1,000 tenants holding their breath, and Henry Bryant holding the bag.
And now meet Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
Well, Mary, where do you want to go? I'm taking the afternoon off and you out.
Let's leave then, Blackie, before your mind gets to... Oh, that phone is what I meant.
It might be nothing.
Don't you just wish it weren't so?
I'll answer that when I get through answering this phone. Hello.
Boston Blackie?
Yes, it's Blackie.
Blackie, this is Jim Palmer.
Who?
Well, you don't know me, but I need your help.
Yeah, what is it?
Look, I'm only out of the service a short while, Blackie, and I'm being swindled.
Well, tell me about it, Jim.
I paid $300 to a couple of guys over at the Bryant Realty Company this morning. They promised to save me an apartment in a new building they're putting up. Well, I found out they've been signing people and taking deposits for days. They couldn't possibly have that many apartments, so I went in and demanded my money back.
And they wouldn't give it to him?
No. Mr. Johnson said it was another man, Mr. Davidson, who was in charge of refunds, and he said Davidson was out of town. Look, maybe everything's okay down there, Blackie, and if it is, well. But I just can't afford to lose $300.
I see, and even though you can't get it back, you think I can.
I'm sure you can, Blackie. And don't forget, if this guy Davidson is swindling me, he's swindling hundreds of others. If this deal is crooked, I'll kill the one guy in back of it. Believe me, I will.
Whoa, take it easy, Soldier. I'll meet you for a few minutes, and then if this is a racket, I'll go down to the real estate office and make a little noise myself.
Hiya, Charlie.
Oh, hiya, Bill.
How are the motorists behaving on your section of the highway?
Okay. Being a motorcycle cop ain't what it used to be. Only if I had to chase a car going as fast as one last week, I'll need a propeller on this cycle of mine. Things quiet down your way?
Yeah. Only place they like to cut loose is from the top of that hill down to the bottom here. I guess it's a roller coaster effect they get when they see... Hey, Charlie, look. Look at this crazy fool coming down the hill now.
Holy jumping Jehoshaphat. He must be doing 90.
Yeah. Maybe you'll need that propeller on your cycle sooner than you think. Wow, here he comes.
You mean there he goes?
Yeah, here we go. Kick it, boy.
Come on.
I'm right with you.
Sure ain't slowing down any. I'll say he isn't. He's got enough momentum going down that hill to coast from here to the state line. He better slow down before he gets to that curve. Because if he doesn't...
He's doing it now, Charlie. Look at the sap going to that turn.
Go into it, nothing. He's trying to straighten it out. He's going to crack up. Good night, Charlie. He'll certainly crack up. Oh, he won't, Bill. He already has. Slow down. We don't have to chase him now.
No, but one of us better chase to a call box and get him an ambulance.
Yeah. I guess we better have a look at him first.
Yeah. All right. Look at that car.
What's there left to look at? Well, no fire yet. Guess the guy must have cut his engine off just before he crashed. You see him in there?
Yeah, I can. This door's smashed. We'll have to pry it open.
Maybe if we both pull on it.
All right, we'll try. Come on, now, talk. That's it.
Oh, sure jam.
There. That got the door off. Now let's get this guy out.
Now wait, Bill. No use moving him. He's dead.
Dead, huh? Well, it's no wonder. He cracked up going 90 easy.
The crack-up didn't kill him, Bill. He's been dead a long time. Look at those bullet holes in his head.
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
My name is Jones. I saw your ad in the paper the other day, and I'd like to rent an apartment from the building that you're going to put up.
So would a lot of other people, Mr. Jones. Only they were early people. Sorry, we're all filled up. Have been since the day the ad appeared.
Oh. By the way, is your name Davidson?
No, I'm Johnson, Tom Johnson. Mr. Davidson's assistant.
Well, tell your boss I'd like to see him, will you?
Well, you can tell him yourself as soon as he comes in. Went to lunch at 12. I'll be back in a few minutes. It's after 1 now.
All right, I'll wait.
You sure? I have a seat.
Thanks. Say, who's the guy in the picture on the desk?
Oh, that's Davidson. The guy likes himself so much, he's got to look at his own picture all day long.
Nice-looking guy. Looks as if he might have been an athlete.
Oh, he was once. Won the heavyweight boxing championship in the Navy a few years ago. So proud of it, he has crowns and anchors tattooed on each arm.
That's so? Big fella, huh?
Yeah, plenty big.
What do you know about his background?
What's that to you?
Oh. Cute kid, huh? I asked you a question.
And I asked you one. What's that to you, remember?
Look, Buster, I said my name was Jones. It's not. I'm Boston Blackie.
I'm so scared. Look, I'm shaking.
Maybe you weren't when you heard my name, but you are now, and I'm seeing to it. Now, what do you know about Davidson?
Let go of my coat. Let me go or I'll plant this right on your chin.
I'll let go of something, but not your coat. Yeah, it's just a sample. Now, get up and keep your hands where they belong, at your sides. That's better. You think that my friend Jim Palmer was right. This is a racket. Now, get on the telephone and call whoever owns that building that's going up.
Well, Mr. Bryant, I don't think I could do that.
No? Try thinking again about it. Come on. I've got a date with my girlfriend, and I can't wait here all day. This could be a very cute setup you have here, pal. Maybe Mr. Bryant would like to know about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Bryant. This is Tom Johnson.
Yes, Tom.
Mr. Bryant, there's a man named Boston Blackie here in my office to see Bill Davidson. He insisted I call you. Is Davidson at your place?
No, no, he isn't. I haven't seen him all day. What's this Blackie want to see him about?
Give me that phone. Hello, Mr. Bryant. This is Boston Blackie.
What is it, Blackie?
Listen, Mr. Bryant, I think your Mr. Davidson here has been using your apartment house project to make himself a barrel of dough.
What?
He swindled my friend Jim Palmer and maybe 999 others.
Well, that's horrible. What will you do?
I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I know what you ought to do.
What, Blackie?
Go somewhere and hide. You'll want to be good and lost when 1,000 people start screaming for their money. So long. Look, Johnson. Are you sure Davidson went to lunch at 12 o'clock?
Well, Blackie, when I came...
Well, Blackie. Here I am.
Oh, hello, Mary. I've been expecting you.
Hi.
Hey, what's that in the paper you're carrying there? Something in the headlines about a murder. I can see part of it. What's the rest of it say?
I don't know. I just bought the paper. Something about a man in an automobile crash who wasn't killed by the crash, but by a couple of bullets in the head. That's as far as I read.
You mean you stopped reading there? Here, let me see that.
Sure, here you
are. Thanks. Oh, by the way, Mary, this is Tom Johnson.
How do you do?
Hi.
But don't get to know him too well. He thinks he's tough.
Oh, you had trouble back there, didn't you?
No, he didn't. I'm sure Hunch happy today. You know, maybe this unidentified body is the missing Bill Davidson.
Bill Davidson? Who's he?
The renting agent here, Mary. I think he built a beautiful racket for himself and then did a fade out.
Yeah, it is funny that he hasn't come back from lunch.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'll ask you again, Johnson. You sure Davidson went to lunch at 12?
Well, I'm not positive. I went out, and when I got back at 12:30, there was a note from him saying he'd gone out at noon.
Well, then, Blackie, maybe it was Mr. Davidson's body that was found.
Maybe. Anyhow, we know what Davidson looks like, thanks to this photograph on the desk here. I'm pretty sure Davidson was killed, so I'm going to see Inspector Faraday. Only if Davidson is alive, he'll be playing an awfully dirty trick on me.
Come in.
Hello, Faraday, old pal.
Don't old pal me, Blackie. Now get out of here. This is police headquarters. Or didn't you know?
It's surprising to me that you know where you are. Faraday, old man, I have a confession to make to you. Up until now, I never thought you had the brains of a cricket.
Oh, you've changed your mind, huh?
Yes, and I apologize for my former thoughts. I think you do have the brains of a cricket.
Well, at least you finally learned something. Now, tell me what you came down here... What did you say? I've got the brains of a cricket.
With apologies. The cricket, of course. Faraday, I want...
Or whatever it is, the answer is no. Now, you and your crickets, get out of here.
All right. Then, of course, if I leave, you'll be able to identify that body that was found this morning.
Wait a minute, Blackie. Talk. But talk fast.
Okay, get an interpreter in here so you can tell what I'm talking about.
Blackie, for the last time, start talking. I'm being calm. I'm not going to lose my temper. But you're going to talk, and I'm going to sit here nice and quiet while you do.
Well, that's what I don't like about you, Faraday. You whisper all the time. But, okay. Your unidentified body is a man named Bill Davidson.
Oh, it is it? Bill Davidson. You haven't even seen the body. You can tell me it was Bill Davidson. Who's he?
A real estate rental agent who worked for Henry Bryant. I think he pulled a rather tricky swindle and tried to beat it out of town.
Oh, you do, huh?
Sure. I got a brainstorm, and I can give you a perfect description of the body.
Well?
Tall fellow, blonde hair, and an anchor and crown tattooed on each arm.
Perfect, Blackie. Absolutely perfect. Perfect nonsense. The guy we found was short, bald, and wasn't tattooed. Now get out of here and don't bother me. And the next time, do me a favor. Don't get a brainstorm. Get a concussion.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Jim Palmer, ex-soldier, made a $300 deposit on an apartment in a building yet to be erected, and Boston Blackie smells a racket. But when Blackie gets to the real estate office, the agent is not there. Then he hears of the murder of an unidentified man and thinks it is perhaps the missing rental agent, but apparently it is not. As we return to our story, Blackie, deciding to pay a late visit to the office of the Bryant Realty Company, finds someone there before him.
Get in there if I have to.
Good evening, Palmer.
Huh? Oh, Blackie. Hiya.
Pretty late to try to do business at the Bryant Real Estate Office, isn't it?
I gotta see those guys. I gotta have my dough back.
You obviously do, but look, this office is closed. Won't be open until tomorrow morning.
Well, I can't wait until then. I gotta have my dough as soon as I can get it.
Look, Palmer, when you first called me on the telephone to say you thought this apartment thing was a racket, you threatened to kill anyone who cheated you, remember?
Yeah, well, what about it?
I still have a hunch about that unidentified body of the policeman. In fact, I came down here to do some checking myself. Now, if you had nothing to do with any killing, go on home and...
Get away from me, Blackie. I'm staying here.
Soldier, don't push.
Well, then let me handle this my own way. Don't make me go to work on you, too.
No, I wouldn't need to do that, Palmer. You might get hurt. Now, be a good boy. As long as you're on the right side, you're on my side, and vice versa. Well, go into the real estate office and look around.
Go in. We can't. The joint's locked.
Yes, it'll be unlocked in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Boston Blackie. That's right. I forgot. You're supposed to be pretty good with locks, aren't you?
Fairly, but I don't think I'll make the headlines opening this one. There. Open already.
Hey, Blackie, how'd you do that?
I keep that secret art of mine. Such a secret I hardly know myself. Let's go in and look around. A little snooping would tell me what happened to Davidson or where he is. What is he looking for in this file?
Yeah, but how do you know where to look?
I don't. Uh-oh. There's something already.
What is it?
A stack of deposit receipts for the apartments in Bryant's building.
Gee, that's a terrific wad of papers. Well, there must be 1,000 receipts in that stack.
Yes. There are only 100 apartments in Bryant's building. This particular one. Look here.
Huh?
Look right here, for instance. Here's apartment 9C, rented to 10 different people. Same apartment, but rented to 10 different people. This proves your theory, all right. That's a nice racket.
Why, the dirty... Here, give me those papers.
Hey, not so fast. What do you want with them?
The names and addresses of those people. I'm going to get the whole gang of them together, and we're going to tear Davidson apart.
It's a good idea if you can find him. But I'm afraid he made his money and has skipped out of town. See that grin on his face in the picture there?
What picture?
Here on the desk. Looks like he did.
Hey, are you kidding, Blackie? That's not Davidson.
It's not Davidson?
No. Davidson is a short, ball-headed guy with a funny...
Short? And ball?
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
What for?
They're telling me that Davidson's dead. Found murdered at 10 o'clock this morning.
Dead? How do you know?
Faraday described him. But I didn't know it was Davidson because his assistant, Tom Johnson, told me the man in this picture was Davidson.
He did? Well, why would he do that?
Well, because Johnson was in on the swindle with Davidson and killed Davidson for his half of the take. He told me this was Davidson's picture to delay me. Tom Johnson's the man we want, and the man I'm going to get.
Blackie, if you come in and out of my office much more, I'm going to have him put in a revolving door.
Don't do it, Faraday. You'll have to go through it, too. You're spending too much of the time as it is.
Well, maybe I like to spin.
You know? Well, suit yourself, old top. I just got a correct description of Davidson, and it fits that unidentified body.
Correct description? What's wrong with the first one?
Your face on a picture.
On a picture? Look, Blackie, pictures don't...
I know, don't lie. But liars have pictures. And Tom Johnson lied to me when he said the picture on Davidson's desk was a picture of Davidson.
Why would Johnson lie? Sooner or later, we'd have identified that body as Davidson's.
Sure. But it would have been later. And where would Johnson be by then? Probably right where he is right now, hundreds of miles away with thousands of dollars. Can I use your phone?
No.
Thanks.
I said no.
I know. I asked you only to be polite. Too bad you couldn't be polite and say yes.
Yeah, well, I said no only because I knew you'd use the phone anyway.
My, aren't we clever with each other?
No.
Hello?
I'd like to speak to Henry Bryant, please.
Speaking.
Oh, Bryant, this is Boston Blackie. Do you know where I can get in touch with Tom Johnson?
Tom, no, I don't. He called me last night and said he might be out of town for a day or two. The building's completely rented, you know, and there's not much for him to do.
No, I don't suppose there is. Well, thanks. Thanks just the same.
Not at all, Blackie. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, did you find Johnson?
No, and Brian doesn't know where he is.
Well, I suppose you do.
I have a hunch he's out of town, and if that's so, we're out of luck.
Quiet, everybody, quiet, and I'll explain why you're here. Yeah, Palmer. What's the idea of calling us out on a rainy night and getting us jammed into this dump of a warehouse?
I'll tell you why. Just take it easy. Take it easy. All of us gave a deposit of $100 or more to the Bryant Real Estate Company to give us apartments when his new building was finished.
All of us?
That's right. 1,000 of us paid deposit money on just 100 apartments.
I want my money back.
You mean to say... I mean to say that Mr. Davidson and Tom Johnson swindled us out of our money. Davidson is dead and Johnson's run away with the dough.
Well, what can we do?
I'll tell you what we can do. Bryant himself is the one responsible for this. He hired Davidson and Johnson. And Bryant's rich and we're going to make him give us our money back. Now, take it easy. Take it easy. He'll do it. Or he'll be an awful sorry guy. But first I want to... Let me finish, will you? Take it easy now. Let's give him a chance to square himself. Let's go see him right now, right?
Right.
Well, come on, then. What are we waiting for?
Come on, let's go.
Come on out, Bryant. Rain won't get you any wet, and it's getting us.
He better come out, or we're going in after him.
Hey, what was that?
Somebody tossed a rock through one of the front windows. That ought to bring him out.
Hey, look. The light on the porch of his house just went on.
Yeah, and the door's opening. Is that Bryant?
I don't know.
Well, we'll soon find out. He's got his hands raised. He wants to talk. Now, take it easy, everybody. Quiet. Let him talk. Let him talk.
I'm Mr. Bryant. Now, what do you people want with me?
We paid deposits on apartments in your new building. 100 apartments were rented to 1,000 different people. We want our money back.
Wait. Please.
Quiet, everybody. Give him a chance to talk.
Thank you very much. I know just how you people feel. I just found out about this thing myself. Believe me, it came as a terrible shock to me.
We want our money.
Please let me finish.
Let him finish, everybody. Let's hear what he has to say. All right, Bryant, talk.
Listen, everybody. I'm insured against what happened to you. You'll get your money back, every cent of it. The banks open at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, be at my office, starting at 9:30, and I'll see that each one of you is refunded every cent that you gave Davidson and Johnson.
All right, Bryant. That's okay with me. Is it okay with the rest of you? Okay, Bryant, I'm coming up to shake hands on that.
Let me get by here, will you?
Okay, come on, let me get through. Okay. Sorry, Bryant. Well, Bryant, thanks.
That's all right, son. And I won't let you down.
You hear that, everybody? Are you satisfied?
Okay, Mr. Bryant. We'll see you at your office in the morning.
I'll be there, and I'll have your money, too.
Okay, let's go, everybody. Come on.
All right. Well, Tom, how did I handle that?
Ah, you were great, Bryant.
The fools think we're going to give them their dough back, eh?
Yeah, they're going to be at my office tomorrow morning to get it. We'll be miles away by then.
We sure will. Say, that idea of yours having a phony picture of Davidson on Davidson's desk is great, man.
Better than that, Tom, was you letting Davidson think that you and he were pulling a swindle behind my back when you and I were really just letting him collect the money for us.
And the cops will go on looking for Davidson for weeks on charge of swindling when they've already got his body in the morgue.
Uh-oh, someone at the door. Probably one of the mob coming back. You better get out of here.
All right, I'll go upstairs and get caught.
Good. Yes?
Mr. Bryant, I'm Boston Blackie.
What do you want?
Well, first, I'm wet and I want in.
All right. You're in. Now, what else do you want?
Oh, nothing much. You probably got rid of that crowd just leaving your house by giving them some smooth talk. But I don't want talk. I want money.
What money?
The money you swindled from your prospective tenants. Took me a little time to figure this out, but I'm sure I'm right. I'd like something else, too. An admission that you killed Davidson.
I killed Davidson?
That's right. Want to tell me about it?
Not right now. Oh, just a second. I can tell you I killed him. I killed him and put him in his car and sent him crashing down the hill. Now, what about it?
Nothing except for us to go to headquarters. Thanks for talking, Bryant. You made this very easy.
Well, look behind you and you'll see someone who's going to make it very tough. That's the reason I didn't mind admitting the murder.
I'm not falling for that one, Bryant. Where's Tom Johnson, your assistant?
Right behind you.
Not exactly right behind you, Blackie. There's a gun between us.
Uh-oh.
So you wouldn't fall for someone behind you, huh? Genius, aren't you?
Tom, don't kill him here.
I won't. The longer he stays alive, the longer we wait till we're safe.
Well, what can we do with him?
Those hands of his are tricky. Grab that cord off the drapes and tie him up. Work fast now.
All right, but keep a gun on him.
You let me worry about that. You watch his hands, they're fast. I'm watching him.
All right, Blackie, all right. Hey, you turn around and put your hand behind you.
Sure, Brian, I'll turn around. I'll put you in front of me.
Hey, let go of me.
Sure, when I'm through using this as a shield. Now, Tom, I'm coming after you.
Stay back or I'll shoot.
Go ahead. Hit Brian, not me.
No, Tom, I'm in front of Blackie. You'll hit me.
I've got to.
Put him in the arm, Brian. Now I'll give it to him. Here
don't,
you are, Tom.
Don't.
What, are you kidding? There, Brian. We'll put Tom to sleep a little while. When he wakes up, maybe Faraday will sing both of you a lullaby.
Mr. Bryant's safe open yet, Blackie?
It will be in a minute, Mary. There.
Gee, I hope the money's in here.
There she is, Mama.
And there's all the money, too.
Wow, that was some haul, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, soldier. And look at it, all in cash, all ready to carry. Here, you take it, soldier. It's all yours.
With pleasure.
Why won't you feel rich for a little while?
I sure will, Miss Wesley, but I'll feel still better when I meet all those people at Mr. Bryant's office tomorrow and give them each their share.
How many people did Mr. Bryant swindle?
Some 900 odd.
Odd people, Blackie?
Yes, Mary. Bryant swindled 900 odd people. But this money and what the law promises to do to Bryant and his pal Johnson will make them even.
Thank you. This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Well, I enjoyed the episode. It had Blackie taking on that really classic role of defender of the underdog and really embodying the spirit of friend of those who have no friend. And certainly this was a timely episode since there was a big housing crisis going on after the war. And this certainly points to the type of swindles that could go on. I also have to admit that the bickering between Blackie and Faraday has never been more hilarious. They both got off some great lines in this one. Some nice bit of one-upmanship and poking fun. Really enjoyed this episode overall. All right, listener comments and feedback. Carrie writes in, Hi, Adam. I'd like to add my vote to those who want you to keep the current theme music for The Great Detectives. To me, the theme music should be something that is instantly recognizable and prepares the listeners for what is about to follow, and changing it detracts from that also. Also, I really like the extended version with several bars of flute music at the beginning, and hope you might play that periodically. I hope you've mentioned before what the piece of music was from, but I forget, was it Tchaikovsky, or I won't even try that one, or Shostakovich? It was Shostakovich. That is who it was. And it's a quite beautiful piece of music, and I'll keep your thought in mind about that longer version. All right, well, that will do it for today. If you do have a comment, send it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Join us back here tomorrow. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Coming next Tuesday, it's Crime Correspondent. And then next Thursday, it's another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.